That's right, Nita. There were mixed emotions this week with Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaAtzmaut, and Yom HaShoah. On Sunday, despite the gloomy weather, the Sydney Jewish community came out in force to celebrate Israel's 68th birthday. Now, the Zionist Council of New South Wales' annual Yom HaAtzmaut community concert and carnival saw around 3,000 people descend on Moriah College for a concert with live music from Israeli band The Voices of Samuel, as well as food, market stalls, and a range of fun children's activities. Among those in attendance at Moriah was the Israeli ambassador Shmuel Ben Shmuel, who addressed the crowd. He said it's an honor to share Israel's birthday alongside this strong and vibrant community, one of the best Jewish communities in the world. Zionist Council of New South Wales President Richard Balkin said it was really wonderful to see so many members of the community come out to support Israel. He said it was especially heartening to see the younger members of the community taking part in the celebrations. Full coverage of Yom HaAtzmaut in this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, you spoke last week to Dr. Michael Spence, the Vice Chancellor of the University of Sydney.
I did. I had an exclusive one-on-one chat with Dr. Spence after a series of incidents at the University of Sydney in recent years that have left Jewish students feeling uneasy. Now, Dr. Spence told the Jewish News that university should be a place where everybody's safe and free to discuss ideas. He said that we have repeatedly expressed the fact that anti-Semitic behavior is not acceptable on campus. Now, on the topic of BDS, the BDS campaign against Israel, Dr. Spence reiterated that BDS is not university policy. He said that we should have academic relations with universities wherever good academic work is being done. He said exceptional academic work is being done in Israel and that we have strong academic relations with the Jewish state. But he did acknowledge that some staff support the BDS campaign, in particular Associate Professor Jake Lynch. Now, Nita, your listeners might remember last year there was a protest at Sydney University and Jake Lynch was seen goading an elderly woman. He was seen putting money in her face and there was an altercation at the university. The Vice Chancellor of the university told me this week that academic freedom means that there's nothing he can do to stop Jake Lynch from taking that position, nor would he think it appropriate for him to do that because the university is not somewhere that promotes ideas or has positions. The Vice Chancellor said we are a forum for debate, not a participant in debate. Now, he urged students to come forward if they have any evidence of behavior that they regard as anti-Semitic.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, the Malka Leifer saga continues.
Nita, it does continue this saga. Malka Leifer fled to Israel in 2008. Shortly after allegations of her abusing students became public, she faces 74 charges in Victoria. Now, Israel has suspended proceedings to extradite Malka Leifer. The suspension of proceedings may mean that Leifer is eased into quiet existence in Israel, free of immediate extradition threats. She could also find over the coming weeks that she is released from the house arrest and electronic tagging that she's currently subject to and allowed to live without restrictions until state lawyers can prove that her mental state has improved. Now, the state prosecutors are hinging their hopes on a psychiatric recommendation for how best to deal with Leifer's mental state. This report, which the judge is likely but not required to follow, will be filed with the court later this month and considered in a hearing on June 2. So as you said, this saga continues. We'll all be watching this very closely. But for the moment, the Leifer extradition hearing has been suspended.
And Evan, Joshua Levi reports in the AJN that Lucy Turnbull will be leading the first all-women Australian-Israel Chamber of Commerce mission to Israel.
That's correct. Among the 36 participants in this mission are some leading businesswomen from around Australia, including Belinda Hutchinson, who's the Chancellor of the Sydney University, and Dr. Annabel Bennett, former Justice of the Federal Court of Australia. Now, alongside Lucy Turnbull, the trip is being led by the Australia-Israel Chamber of Commerce Chairperson Gillian Siegel. Siegel said that the group will be learning about cybersecurity and medical research, among other things, and this is a very special opportunity for leading businesswomen to spend some time absorbing and understanding the innovation culture in Israel and hopefully bringing back some initiatives to their companies here in Australia. So this is a very exciting mission, Nitsa. It's the first all-women Chamber of Commerce mission to Israel. We'll all be watching it very closely, and you can read more on this week's AJN.
Evan Zlatke, Senior Journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Thank you very much, and have a great week.